Back here on the Rough Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix. We're taking you till 6. Thanks in large part to our friends at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Save your money for a night out at Spanky's. Their crispy cracker crust pizza is a guaranteed win every single time. Spanky's is on the west side in Schnucks Plaza and downtown on Jefferson Avenue. It is the perfect place to watch some football, college football, NFL football. But the way the Indianapolis Colts played yesterday, there's no bad angle. There's no bad place. There's nothing you can do to tarnish how the Colts played yesterday and how great it feels for Colts fans today. This is a Seamer's Glass score check. Seamer's Glass celebrating 80 years of service in Jasper, Princeton, and in Evansville. Call Seamer's Glass 812-422-4149. Again, 812-422-4149 for a cracked windshield or anything around the house. The Colts had maybe the most dominant win on Sunday in the entire NFL. They decapitated the Dolphins. A game that Vegas had as basically a 50-50 toss-up was never close. 33-8, the Colts never left a doubt. And there are so many takeaways. Everyone's talking about Daniel Jones, and we will talk about him, but I want to make sure that we do the other things first. Because when it comes to quarterbacks, we all know that the national media especially has a tendency of only talking about that one player. And of course, a lot went right outside of Daniel Jones, who played a near-perfect game. 33-8, the final score, thanks in large part to the defense. The Colts' defense looked like a top-five unit in the entire NFL yesterday. And obviously, Tua Tagovailoa struggled for the Dolphins, but it's incredible how quickly you can bury a team. The Colts forced a fumble and an interception of Tagovailoa in his first two possessions of the game. And at that point, the game was over. And the Colts only scored 3 points in the entire first quarter. But you knew that the Dolphins had nothing. Tyreek Hill was stomping and screaming and kicking and yelling and moaning and complaining on the sideline. The Dolphins were falling apart, and it was because of the Colts' defense. So, first, let's give the defense its props, because they deserve it. They really do. And there's so much that went right. Zaire Franklin, we know that he's really good. But let's be honest with ourselves, and let's go back a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Last year, no one knew what to expect from this Colts defense. There's a reason they brought in Lou Anarumo to coordinate this defense. And yeah, he struggled last year, and Anarumo did, calling the defense for the Bengals. So, an NFL veteran when it comes to calling defense, but does it inspire that much confidence in the Colts fans because they struggled last year? Bengals have one of the worst defenses in the NFL. That's why Joe Burrow, who probably could have won MVP last year, didn't even make the postseason. So, the Colts defense was great, and Anarumo, A++++. Okay. That's one thing that we had to talk about. The Colts have some studs when it comes to position players around Daniel Jones. Tyler Warren, 7 catches, 76 yards. Now, he didn't score a touchdown, but he made some big plays when he had to. And more importantly, he is a guy that you need to watch whenever he's on the football field. We saw him line up in the backfield. We saw him, of course, as a tight end. We saw him as a receiver. We saw him as a lead blocker. He made some big plays with and without the football. And Tyler Warren is going to be an absolute stud. It was a steal for the Indianapolis Colts that Tyler Warren fell to them in the first round of this draft, because he is the next Brock Bowers, I would say. He's the next great tight end. And by the way, when it comes to tight ends in the NFL, we're already seeing the next generation. George Kittle, he's great. He's a top five tight end in the NFL, but he got hurt yesterday. He's getting older. Travis Kelce, he scored in week one, not yesterday, because they had the Friday night game, Chiefs-Chargers in Brazil. He scored, but outside of that, he looked average. We know what Brock Bowers did for the Raiders last year. Shout out Chris Staples. Sam Laporta a couple of years ago. And now, it looks like Tyler Warren is the next guy. Very interested to see what Colston Loveland, the first tight end selected in the NFL draft this past year, does tonight, Monday night, Vikings and Bears. It'll be very interesting to see that, but Tyler Warren is the truth for the Colts at tight end. Jonathan Taylor was really good, 18 carries, 71 yards. I had him in fantasy and was a little bit upset when Daniel Jones took his two rushing touchdowns. We'll talk about that in a minute. Michael Pittman, 80 yards, 6 catches, and a touchdown. Alec Pierce had that electric 36-yard catch. So, you really can't ask for any more from this team. Now, let's talk about Daniel Jones. We will in just a minute, but let me remind you that utility rates are going up again. There is something you can do about it this time. Call Ohio Valley Solar today for a brighter tomorrow. Ohio Valley Solar is offering a 10% off special to fight the utility rate increase. You know which company I'm talking about. They continue to spike your bill. Well, again, call Ohio Valley Solar. You can do something about it this time, and you can afford it too. With financing available, it's no longer a question of, hey, can I afford to go solar now? The question is, can you afford not to go solar? And some have seen their electric bill go down to as low as just the meter read. With Ohio Valley Solar, 812-853-9334. Again, 812-853-9334. Tell them WREF sent you and take advantage of the 10% off special with Ohio Valley Solar. Daniel Jones did something special yesterday, and he did a lot of things that were really good. He did a lot of things that were really special for the Colts. His Colts debut. And it might be one of those situations where the Colts finally unlocked a talent. Because when Jones came into the NFL, he was good. He wasn't great. He won that playoff game against the Vikings a handful of years ago. He was always a capable runner. A not-so-talented passer, but a pretty smart player. Not going to take crazy shots downfield, game manager, but he's got legs. And Jones made every right decision, did not turn the ball over, only took one sack, had the two rushing touchdowns, had the touchdown throw to Michael Pittman. And I was watching Red Zone yesterday, and Scott Hansen reported that Daniel Jones is the first quarterback this century to lead a team to points in every single possession of a game. That would include, by the way, a kneel. He did not QB kneel. So every time that Daniel Jones took the field, it resulted in points for the Indianapolis Colts. It's that simple. I'm not telling you that the Colts offense is going to do this every week. I'm not telling you that Daniel Jones is the next great Colts quarterback. Is the answer that the Colts fans have been looking for since Andrew Luck retired. I'm not telling you that. Here's what I will tell you. Everything I said about, ooh, Daniel Jones named the starter, but Anthony Richardson hot on his tail, forget that. This guy is going to be the quarterback every single week this season, barring injury. That's number one. Number two, this guy has proven that he can be an NFL quarterback. So the Colts, they're going to have to make a decision on Daniel Jones, and I'm not telling them to sign Jones long-term. They got him on a short deal right now. Going to have to make a decision before this season ends. Because if he does this the rest of the year, he's the next Sam Darnold. In that, oh, you get a guy, a veteran, a rental, he starts, he had to win the job in camp. Then again, Darnold last year with the Vikings kind of had it handed to him because of J.J. McCarthy's injury. And he blitzes through an entire schedule, has a great 17 games. Playoffs, a lot to be desired for Darnold, but he gets paid by the Seahawks. And there were plenty of teams that were in the market for Sam Darnold this offseason. Plenty of teams will be in the market for that version of Daniel Jones. And if you get that version of Daniel Jones, well then, we start talking about something else. And we're going to get back to the game in just a second, but I just want to let you know where my head is at with how Daniel Jones played. I'm not trying to overreact, but here's what I'll say. Daniel Jones leading the Colts to a 33-8 demolition of the Dolphins in week one makes them, I don't want to call them the favorite, but a very strong contender to win this AFC South. It was already a winnable division because it's a very weak division. The Jaguars are the only other team that won yesterday, but they did not look very good. They looked mediocre. They looked beatable. Travis Hunter looked good, but not great. Okay, fine. The Jaguars, we know they are beatable. The Texans? The Texans looked terrible yesterday in a loss to the Rams, only scoring 9 points. And the Titans are the Titans. Cam Ward, growing pains. We'll get to that later. I thought he was really good, just made some rookie mistakes that ended up costing the Titans. They might be a little bit better than we thought, but he still has no help around him. So it's really just Colts, Texans, and again, the Texans looked terrible. I'm not going to completely bury the Jaguars, but even though they won, I'm not inspired by what I saw. I am inspired by what I saw from this team, the Indianapolis Colts, a 33-8 win against the Dolphins. By the way, winning in week one is not something that Colts fans are used to. You want a number? You want a stat? It's kind of sad. It's the first season opening win for the Colts in week one since 2013. There's the number for you. And again, I'm not trying to go crazy on this. I'm not trying to blow it up. I'm not trying to make it seem like Daniel Jones won more than just one game. But it's a big deal. And I know that it means a lot to the Colts fans out there that have been in this purgatory for so long. But it's not a coincidence that Daniel Jones won in a season opener for the Indianapolis Colts for the first time since 2013. Yeah, you figured it out. The last quarterback to do it was Andrew Luck. And here's the other thing. Daniel Jones made every right decision. Again, only took one sack, which is okay. He did not turn the ball over. And he had the two rushing touchdowns, and he can do that. He is extremely capable with his legs. But let's put our cards on the table here. Daniel Jones does not need to be an elite quarterback. I think that's why he won the job. It's because Shane Steichen knows that this offense can be really good, if not great, with simply a game manager. There are a lot of teams in the NFL that feel that way. You think the Pittsburgh Steelers brought Aaron Rodgers in because of the 2013 version of Aaron Rodgers? They didn't. They needed, of course they would love to have that, but they're not expecting that. They need game manager Aaron Rodgers, heady player Aaron Rodgers, 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. That's why the veteran Daniel Jones won this quarterback battle to Anthony Richardson, because Richardson doesn't manage the game. And yes, Jones has more talent than people realize. And I know that because I'm a Jets fan, I'm from Jersey, all my friends are Giants fans, I've watched this guy play. He has more talent than a simple game manager, but all the Colts need is a game manager. Especially with how well that defense played. Especially with Michael Pittman and his ability. Josh Downs, Tyler Warren, Alec Pierce, Jonathan Taylor. This team has a chance to do something special, to turn some heads, to prove me wrong. I projected 6 wins for this team going into the season. Not looking too smart. I'm not going to change it yet, but I might. I might ask for a mulligan, a do-over for the listening public here on the Refs Call. The quarterback was great. It wasn't just him, though. But Daniel Jones, 22 of 29, 272 yards, a passing touchdown. He ran the ball 7 times, 26 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. Daniel Jones relied on the deep ball as well, which is something that we really didn't see from him in New York. And I'm just telling you this, I think it'll put a smile on a lot of Colts fans' faces. Again, I'm from New Jersey. My friends are Giants fans. None of my friends are Jets fans because almost no one's a Jets fan. But the Giants fans are looking at this tape and they're thinking, where the heck has this guy been? What is going on? Because the gripe of Daniel Jones was always his ineffectiveness to throw downfield. His inability to do that. Daniel Jones, though, several explosive plays. He had 4 passes go for 20-plus yards yesterday for the Colts. And yeah, Pittman was a big part of that. Alec Pierce had that really cool 36-yard reception. And we know he's a weapon for the Colts. But Daniel Jones never looked phased, never rushed, never surprised by what the Dolphins did. And maybe that's what this is all about. Maybe in a few weeks we're going to look back on this week one trouncing that the Colts did on the Dolphins and think more of the Dolphins than we do of the Colts. Maybe this game is just about how bad the Dolphins are. Or maybe, just maybe, it is the coronation of Daniel Jones into the NFL. A few years late, when he was a first-round pick in the NFL, that's when a lot of people expected him to be coronated from Duke to the Giants, from the Blue Devils to Big Blue, but it didn't happen. But maybe Indy Blue is what Daniel Jones has needed all along. And Shane Steichen, maybe this is what Shane Steichen has needed all along. The antithesis of Anthony Richardson. And I know that this is what Colts fans have needed since Andrew Luck's retirement. The Colts, 33-8, they take care of business in week one against the Dolphins. And basically a perfect game. Not just by Daniel Jones, but by the rest of the team as well. Lou Anarumo, A+++ defense. Daniel Jones, A+++ quarterback play. Jonathan Taylor, do your thing. Tyler Warren, A+ debut. Michael Pittman, welcome back. By the way, did you see that stat? If you're watching the game, Michael Pittman with his receiving touchdown, it's his first receiving touchdown in Lucas Oil since 2023. You believe that? That's what we're talking about here. It's not because Michael Pittman is scared of Lucas Oil Stadium. It's not because he gets stage fright in front of you Colts fans. Michael Pittman hasn't had a receiving touchdown at home since 2023 because he hasn't had a good quarterback at home since 2023. Since before 2023, but you see my point. It's a big deal that Daniel Jones did this. I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. Let's see what happens next week. Let's see what he does next week. Because now, he's not going to catch anyone off guard. Now, everyone's talking about the Indianapolis Colts as maybe the most impressive team from yesterday in the entire NFL. Let's see what happens next week. The Colts want to know. They stay home to play the Broncos, who, by the way, did not look great yesterday in their win against the Titans 20-12. We'll talk a little bit about Cam Ward when we return, the rookie quarterback. What did he do in his debut? How did the Titans look for our friends at WSON? That and more when we return, but first, don't go anywhere. We remind you that whether it's your car, home, or more, American Family Insurance has policies tailored to meet your needs to help ensure peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Call Sandra with Sandra Payline Agency, 812-426-3305. That's 812-426-3305. We talked all things Indianapolis Colts. We'll talk about the Titans when we return right here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Stay buckled in. It is the first post-Sunday Monday of the NFL season right here on WREF.